This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Mitch Wertlieb. We are wrapping up our Meet the Candidates series on Morning Edition. All this week we've been speaking with the candidates for Lieutenant Governor, and we're finishing up today by speaking with David Zuckerman, the Progressive Democratic candidate for Lieutenant Governor. Zuckerman served for 14 years in the Vermont House of Representatives, and in 2012 he was elected to the State Senate. He's also a farmer, and along with his wife, owns and runs Full Moon Farm in Hinesburg. David Zuckerman, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me, Mitch. I appreciate it.
First topic I want to get to is healthcare. In a profile of you on VT Digger on their website, you said that in reference to the healthcare system, quote, "we still have a broken system." What's broken about it? How do you want to fix it?
Well, there's the big picture broken system, which for me still has healthcare being really disjointed and not just simply a universal system. But that's not something we're going to solve today. What's broken today is the Health Connect website and all the interactions with folks and having to plug in this and wait in lines for that. That's really a problem. We have invested a lot of money. But in the big picture, we need to move forward and look at what's going to happen next, because even this system is still quite disjointed. And I'd rather see us look at the studies coming out this fall around universal primary care or Dr. Dinosaur 2.0, where we can expand certain levels of service that people have faith and trust in. People really respect and value Dr. Dinosaur. Let's expand that so that we up the age and get broader coverage for folks.
Your Republican opponent in this race, Randy Brock, has called for Vermont to abandon Vermont Health Connect and join the federal exchange system instead. What's your view on that proposal to join the federal exchange?
Well, I think there's some real challenges with that. First of all, it's been shown that it will actually cost the Vermont state dollars, Vermont taxpayers, $4 to $5 million more if we do that in each year. But the second part of it is actually that will increase costs for Vermonters, because it will be difficult for us to integrate our subsidies to what the federal exchange subsidies are. And so there's a couple different issues there that, to me, are problems. We really have tried in Vermont, whether it was Catamount and VHAP before that, and now through Health Connect, with state support, to bring down the cost of healthcare for working class Vermonters. And if we move away from a Vermont-based system, we're going to be increasing those costs for many ordinary working class Vermonters, and that's not the direction I think we should be going in.
Renewable energy, as you know, is a big issue in Vermont right now. There's a goal to have the state get 90% of its energy from renewable sources by the year 2050. How do you think we can reach that mark, and do you agree with reaching that mark by 2050?
Well, I certainly agree with reaching that mark. As a farmer, I'm seeing the consequences of climate change every day. So there's no doubt that we have to do our part in Vermont, and even a little more than our part. The biggest way to reduce our carbon footprint is actually energy efficiency and investing in weatherization and reducing how much energy we're using. But also, we need to invest in our renewable energy portfolio. We've been doing that. It's been an incredible economic boost for this state.
Where do you stand, though, on issues like large wind turbine projects on ridgelines that have really divided so many folks? There are people that think that individual property owners should have a say on that, town should have a say on that, other people say. What's your position there?
I don't think we're going to end up with ridgeline, 200 miles of ridgeline industrial wind. But right now, I'm all in. We need solar, preferably on our rooftops and in our impervious surfaces. But on our lower quality soils, I'm okay with solar fields. And we have to have a strong voice in moving our country away from a carbon-based economy towards one that is more sustainable, or we're all going to really face some terrible consequences.
David, something you and I have spoken about before, you were the lead sponsor of the marijuana legalization bill that did not pass last legislative session. I assume you're still in favor of legalizing marijuana in Vermont. How should the state, in your view, go about doing so?
Well, the Senate passed a bill that was a little different than what I introduced. I introduced S-95, which would have had more cultivating licenses so that we don't have it just be a small set of businesses that sort of own and operate the whole scenario. I also prefer a home grow portion to be a part of it, much like beer. You can brew your own beer, but if you don't do that, you go to the store in a regulated environment. You know, the strength. And I think it's clear that prohibition is a complete failure with regard to restricting youth access and restricting sort of the underground criminal activity. If we bring it above board, A, people pay their fair share of taxes. B, we have resources to then deal with education, prevention, and treatment, particularly of opiate addicted individuals, which right now we don't have the funding for. And C, it'll actually develop tourism dollars. So I think there are a lot of benefits, both from a health perspective, a prevention perspective, and an economic perspective, in bringing it above board.
It's interesting, though, you mentioned the tourism factor, because we spoke about this issue with your Republican opponent, Randy Brock. He's not totally against legalization, but he's very skeptical. And one of the things he talked about was he thinks there would be a danger in having people come to Vermont, maybe getting high, maybe traveling on the highways, and there's a safety risk there. What do you say to those concerns?
Well, I'd be curious to know what his thoughts are about our microbrew industry, where we are touting its incredible success of breweries all over the state making incredible beer, drawing people to Vermont, beer tours, etc. Clearly, there's that same consequence. What we have to talk about is responsible consumption of any of these substances.
In Vermont, the governor and lieutenant governor run separately. It is possible you could end up serving with a governor from another political party if you win your race. If that was the case, how would you work to find common ground with that governor if it was someone from a different party?
When I first started in politics, I was elected as a progressive in the House, and I actually developed the ability to work with people across all parties because you don't win with 6 votes in the House. At the time, it was only 4. I became chair of agriculture under Gay Symington as Democratic majority, a huge majority in the House. I also passed medical cannabis through a Republican House with Jim Douglas as governor. So I think it's very clear that when you focus on issues and you bring people into the process, the partisan challenges really go away. And that's what I've always done, is bring lots of people into the process, bring facts to the table, advocate for an issue regardless of who's in power, and I will continue to do that.
And finally, David Zuckerman, we are asking all the candidates we speak with to end by giving kind of an elevator pitch. If you ran into a Vermonter on the street, you had maybe 30 seconds to talk to them and said, hey, I really want your vote. I'm David Zuckerman for lieutenant governor. What would you say?
Well, as a farmer and small business owner, a family person with a child in the schools, an experienced policymaker with 14 years in the House and 4 in the Senate, working across the aisle to pass significant legislation here in Vermont, I think I'm well prepared to be lieutenant governor, which also means being well prepared to be governor if unfortunate circumstances persist or exist. In my experience, bringing many, many people into the process is something that is really a positive asset as lieutenant governor, and I look forward to that opportunity to continue to work on healthcare reform, affordable housing, and also our rural economy, which as a farmer, I'm well aware of. Thank you.
David Zuckerman is the Progressive Democratic candidate for lieutenant governor. Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you, Mitch. I really appreciate the opportunity.